The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. It gives me great pleasure to be on the air once again over XEG and to extend to all who are in tune a hearty welcome to another message from the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, I have a special treat for you this time. Kathleen is home from California, from where she has been helping with the gospel work in Mexico. She is present with me now, and no doubt you would like to hear her voice. Here now is Kathleen.
Thank you, Daddy. I enjoy being here, meeting the different ones.
Well, it is certainly good to have you back again. Now, first of all, I understand the weather was rather turbulent when you came in Thursday night.
Yes, when we left the L.A. airport, it was a little cloudy. However, it wasn't until we were over Texas that I began to notice a little bit of light outside the plane. As I watched it, I could see that there was lightning in some of the clouds close to the plane. There was quite a bit of wind, and I could feel the plane rocking. However, as I looked to the lower, I could feel the winds lessening. But because of the solid clouds below us, the pilot felt that we wouldn't stop in Fort Worth, Texas, as was scheduled, but go on to Oklahoma City. The clouds broke just before we got to the city, so that when we landed, we had to descend rather rapidly. But the Lord had his hand over the plane, so we had a safe trip.
Well, I will confess, it was a relief to know that you had arrived safely, and we thank God for his protection. Now, tell us about the interest shown by those who have been attending the services in Mexico.
The people take quite a bit of interest in the service. They love to choose the songs which they sing. Of course, not everyone has a song they want to sing. One of the elder sisters had a song that she wanted to sing, but she just never got a chance to select it. We always took her home after service, so as she got out of the truck, she said, "Sister, when we have service the next time, couldn't we please sing Okay, Amigo?" which in English is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We sang it at the next service.
Thank you, Kathleen, for that interesting information about how God is calling for people of every nation to serve him. Now, please give a little message in Spanish to all who are listening in Mexico.
Saludos a todos quienes están en México. Hay un versículo que dice, Dios es amor. Este amor es por todos porque con Dios no hay diferencia. Él tiene amor por todo el mundo.
And how about a little interpretation in English for that?
Greetings to all who are in Mexico. There's a verse which says, God is love. This love is for everyone, for with God there is no difference. He has love for all the world.
Very good. And now here's a song for you about a happy meeting. I am sure this will include people of all nations who are prepared to meet him.
There will be a happy meeting in heaven, I know, when we see the many loved ones we've known here below. Gather on the blessed hilltops with hearts all aglow. That will be a glad reunion day.
Yes, that'll be a real homecoming, friends.
Happy day, a wonderful day. Glad to be a happy day, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
Yes, I believe there'll be people there from all nations who love God.
We'll sing and rejoice, praising Christ the blessed Savior with heart and with voice. Tell him how we came to love him and make him our choice. That will be a glad reunion day. That'll be a happy day, so wonderful.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you, friends?
Yes, a glorious day. There with all the holy angels and loved ones to stay. That will be a glad reunion day.
Well, thank the Lord, friends, for that wonderful hope that we are looking forward to when the day that God will call for his own from this world. For us, our text, I would like for you to take a look at this scripture in Proverbs 22:28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Now, a landmark is some outstanding structure, tree, or a stake placed in the ground to be remembered. Many times it is a starting point to survey some plot of ground. This is a permanent point from which other measurements may be made. Then, if this starting point or landmark is removed or changed, you can readily see that all of the other measurements will be in error. Before long, the yardstick of measurement will mean nothing at all because the starting point has been removed. Now, I shall not keep you in suspense any longer as to what I'm considering at this time. This is the very sacred and vital subject of marriage. God made provision for the first man, Adam, to have a helpmeet. See Genesis 2:22. This was provided by the creation of God. There is no greater earthly asset to a man than a devoted and loving wife. To forbid to marry is a doctrine contrary to the Scriptures and is not supported by the Word of God. So we see then that marriage is honorable in all. Hebrews 13:4. But, having established this landmark by the Scriptures, let us now also use the same yardstick to begin measuring how far we may go in dealing with this sacred covenant between husband and wife and remain in favor and the will of God. First, let us consider the heathen. It is not at all uncommon for some notable chief to have many wives, say 10 or 15, and this all at one time. Would you say this was in the order and will of God? Most certainly not. For even nature itself teaches contrary to this. But now we come to one of the outstanding sins of this modern day living, that of divorce and remarriage. Altogether, too many times one takes the attitude that they will get married on a trial basis. If it fails to work, all that is necessary is to go down and file divorce proceedings, and after a short waiting period, in some cases, and in other cases no such waiting is required, they are then eligible to follow the slogan, if at first you don't succeed, try again. So, from one companion to another they go, and still on a trial basis. Sometimes, even after the children are grown and people have lived together 25 years, then they decide they cannot agree and begin looking for another companion. Doesn't this really sound a little foolish? Nevertheless, the fact remains that it is true. Many times this scripture which Jesus gave to the woman at the well would be applicable when he said to her in John 4:18, "For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." Now, some may ask, well, what business of yours is this? You are intruding into other people's affairs. Listen, friends, any time that the percentage of divorces began to equal the number of marriage licenses issued, it is time that someone made it their business to speak out against this prevailing evil. Homes are being wrecked daily. Children are placed in orphanages, thrown upon the public welfare, or left to roam the streets without proper teaching and care. No wonder the crime rate begins to soar and we wonder what we're going to do with juvenile delinquents. We should rather ask in many cases, what are we going to do with the adult delinquents? Let me leave with you this scripture in Romans chapter 7 and verse 2. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. And of course, that goes for the husband or the wife, either one. Now, speaking of landmarks, please notice this verse in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The basis of our freedom is founded in the home. The beginning of true wisdom begins in the home. Then, if the home is destroyed, where are we headed? Let us pray. Our Father, we pray for that home which is nearest to the breaking point. We beseech Thee that hardened hearts may be awakened to the love of God, and that in turn this love may radiate from each one who will hear the gospel message in Christ's name. Amen. Here now is a song by Margaretta Kennedy and Dixie Hand showing the great love of God.
It was the Lord, the Savior prayed, in dark Gethsemane, alone he drank the bitter cup, and suffered there for me.
Yes. Think about it, friends, how much he suffered all alone for you and me on the cross of Calvary. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we have been a blessing to you, we would appreciate hearing from you. Also, if you would like to receive printed copies of the message each week, address your request to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. They are mailed free upon your written request. Continue to pray that God may help us reach as many as possible with the gospel message, and that He may supply the financial support for this work of faith. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying may God bless you richly and a very pleasant good night.